Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome back to the Compelled Podcast. This is episode 111.
Correcto mundo.
111. I want to apologize right now. I didn't pack my mic, okay? I didn't pack my mic to go to Cincinnati. It was a four-day trip, and I forgot. I apologize. I'm mad at myself, and I'm taking full responsibility. I'm not trying to hide it from you guys. I forgot my mic, and I'm sorry.
I mean, that's just... it's no that shows a lack of commitment, and that's sad.
That's true.
It is sad.
That's true.
I will take better.
I will take all of the criticism. Well, we're going to start. We're presented by Parsei Rum. I love Parsei. You love Parsei. Let's talk about Parsei. It's the best. Did you know, we haven't said this in a while, when you have a bottle of Parsei, purchase a bottle of Parsei, drink a bottle of Parsei, you then plant a tree in Colombia.
So you're saving the world. Sorry. Oops. You're enjoying a nice bottle of rum and you're saving the world at the same time.
I love the planet. Can we start the episode by talking about something that I'm very excited to hear about because I just found out about it? Dakota's first ejection.
It was such a weak one, though. Like, the worst part is it was weak. Like, it didn't even warrant an ejection. I'll break it down for you.
Wait,
I'll tell you
real quick. You didn't get your money's worth at the end?
No, I will explain to you why.
No, I'm disappointed.
So I'm pitching. I throw. This was on Sunday, yesterday, or 2 days ago. Yesterday. It's Monday today. And I throw one inning. It's a good inning. Come back out for my next inning. First pitch, ball. Second pitch, directly down the middle of the plate. Ball. And I am like frozen on the mound. I'm like, wait a second. Did he forget to call a strike? Nope. Next pitch, double down the line. I'm not saying that that's why I gave up a double, but as a hitter, you would agree a 2-0 count and a 1-1 count are completely different. So then he hits a double, and I'm getting a new ball from the ump, and I go, there's no way that 1-0 just missed. And he goes, I had it down. I'm like, that's not down. I go, you missed it. Get back on the rubber, face the next guy. I have like a 2-1 count. I throw a fastball in. I thought it was borderline. Of course, he called it a ball. I'm like, this guy's not going to give me anything. End up walking that guy. PV comes out to take me out. I give PV the ball. I start walking in towards the dugout. And I'm like, that's horrible. I'm like, you know how horrible that is. That was, you can't miss that. And he's like just like waving me away, whatever. And I'm like, just wait till you see the film. You'll see how bad that really was. And he goes, you're gone. I'm like, okay. And I just like wave at him, or I like wave him off of my glove. I'm like, whatever, man. And I walk in the dugout. That's all it was.
That stinks.
I didn't swear at him. That I didn't say anything. I literally said, wait till you see the film. You'll see how bad that is.
I wish you would have bum rushed him then after and given him.
He was some, so
the
I was
chest,
walking,
the chest action.
I was walking third base dugout. He was over on the first base line and I was like past the foul line. I'm like, am I going to run across the field and cause a scene? Whatever.
Yes. Did you walk from the dugout to the clubhouse in left field?
You have to. You can't stay in the dugout.
No, I know. Did you walk or did you jog?
No, I walked. Well, we had a pitching change going on, so it didn't cost any time. But if not for our pitcher, I would have jogged because, like, you don't want to slow down your guy. But it was, like, it was just so, like, he went to throw me out, and I chuckled almost. I was like, that's it? That's all I had to say was wait till you see the film? And I was like, okay. And I
that would have been a good chirp if you would have got up in his face. All I just say was –
and I saw the IV of it today. It was a 98.4% strike. And I was like, okay, it was warranted. I don't feel bad at all.
Was the borderline call a strike?
No, it was inside. I thought it was like close, but I was like, I wasn't arguing that one. I was arguing the ball that I was like, this is directly down the middle. It was 98.4.
Did your bullpen friend get out of it with no runs for you?
It was Eric Uhlman, and they bunted and then they did an intentional walk, one out, bases loaded. He walked the guy on four pitches and then got the next two guys out. So he scored one of them and he goes, can I pay your fine? I go, did you try to walk that guy in? He goes, yeah. No. I'm like, then no, you can't. I'm like, you didn't try to do it. Don't apologize to me.
That's got to be tough as a reliever when you don't get to finish an inning with your guys on base. Is that like the worst part about being a reliever?
I'm never, ever going to blame someone that comes in after me. Like, I shouldn't let someone on base. It's my fault.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, he said sorry. And I'm like, you don't have to say sorry. Like, that's like the common courtesy to say sorry. And like, you go up and say my bad if you gave up someone's run. But like, you know, no one's trying to do it.
That's so wild that there's a, like, runs can get charged to you for something that's not, you're not even on the field.
That's
and, yeah. And it's nuts, like, the other way too. When you come in and somebody else has their runs on base, and like, maybe you give up a single or walk a guy, and then you get the next couple dudes out, and you're like, kind of a good outing for me.
Yeah.
Thanks for that guy.
Well, yeah. we had one the other day where it was second and third, two outs, and a guy came in and he got a first pitch pop up to third. And our third baseman dropped it and both runs scored, and they're unearned, but like on the stats for like inherited runners and inherited runners scored, it counts as both runners scored.
No shit.
So like, it looks like the reliever didn't do his job, but it's like, I mean, he got a pop up on the very first pitch.
Ew.
Yeah. That's a tough one to swallow. It's like, well, not my fault, but no, I felt kind of cool. Dixon Machado was very proud of me. He said, I'm a man now. But
there's no way he has one. There's no way he has one.
Everyone told me I should have went and said more, and I was just like, and the thing is, like, Nelson Maldonado was playing first, so he was on the mound, and he asked me, he's like, I heard what you said. He's like, you didn't even say anything. I'm like, exactly. That's why when he threw me out, I was like, all right, man, you got me. I'm already out of the game. You got me. Big tough guy.
It's so weird. Like, when I got thrown out, I was like arguing after I got thrown out, and I was like, I look like such an asshole right now.
That's exactly. I was like, I feel like I just look like an asshole. If I go over there and argue, I'm like, I'm already out of the game. There's a new pitcher already in. Like, what's the point? I don't care.
I felt great about my ejection.
Yours was
in the show, it's cooler though, because in the show, like, it gets the crowd riled up if you get in the ump's face and you're like, no. Like, Willie's, like, that was sick.
The only thing I remember from yours, Hap, which sucks, is that you guys are wearing those stupid white jerseys.
And
then your Instagram post about it.
Yeah, the players' weekend. Bad jerseys from MLB there on the players' weekend. I was going to say something else about ejections. Oh, it reminded me of today. Joey argued a little bit, but Votto got punched out. Chris Martin punched him out on a heater away, and he took it. And as soon as he took it, I was like, that's a ball. There's no way. Joey doesn't take strikes. Like, if Joey takes it, it's a ball. And I went and looked at the iPad right after. It was like a good two balls off, and he was pissed.
Did you throw it out?
No.
Well, that's what Frazier was telling me. Clint Frazier was here rehab and told me in the locker room after. He's like, yeah, like, guys, like, go in and look at the iPad and then say that to the umpire. And he's like, there's like a message from the league, like, you guys need to stop doing this or we'll take away the iPads. Like,
there's guys who
you can't go look at it.
As soon as they see it, they hold it up. They're like, I told you it's a fucking ball.
Oops. Well, is that a little pop sign? Oops.
I don't know. I didn't feel like we were one of the teams that was doing that, but I got the memo. And then they took the broadcast cue away from us until the next inning, which stinks. Cause like, we were getting the bat one batter later. Right. So you
whatever. No shit. This year they had that.
Well, yeah. And then you get in the dugout and your bat's up so you can watch the video. And then they just took away the broadcast view with the K zone. So now you can only see the center field camera. Then you can still see the side view. And then the inning after that, it loads the broadcast view. So like, guys have an inning to go cool down the field.
Wasn't that what it was last year?
Last year you could not see the at bat until the next inning.
Yeah, that's what, right. Wow, that's dope that they had it that inning this year.
I know. Cool. And then it got taken away, which stinks. So now, like, if you want to know right before you go out to the field, you can't know.
This is I said I had a topic I wanted to talk about. This is what I actually want to talk about. So I'm kind of glad we got here naturally. I don't know if you saw, Ian, Anthony Rizzo, your friend, Tony Riz, ejected for the third time in his career. We were watching here in the office. One of the weirdest ejections I've ever seen, because he strikes out, right? Strikes out. The game moves on. First pitch to the next batter, I believe it was Judge.
I think it was Giancarlo.
Stanton. Whoever it was, first pitch, next batter, then he gets ejected. So that was, I mean, we were trying to, because like nobody on the Yes broadcast, nobody could seem to figure out what was going on. It was one of the weirdest ejections I've seen.
I haven't actually specifically talked to Tony about this, but what I saw happen was, so there was two balls below the zone that Tony took. And one of Tony's power lines to umpires is like, you know, I have a good eye. Like, I've been around long enough and you know I have a good eye. So like when guys call balls on him, the first time he'll be like, hey man, because he knows all the umpires, he has good relationships, he's at first base, talks to all the guys and knows them all by name, and he'll be like, hey man, that's a ball, or like, I didn't think it was there. And then if it happens again, I'm known for making good decisions and getting on base. Like, you know that about me.
That's what he was saying. I think John Boy did it, or someone, like, you could lip read it. He was just saying, like, I'm better than that. Yeah. I'm better. Like, you know, I know that that's a ball.
Yeah. And so what happened was the first pitch of the at-bat to Giancarlo was a slider down, and he called it a ball. And Riz yelled from the dugout, I think he yelled same pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's the same pitch. And then he got rung really quick for that, which was kind of, it was a quick ejection. And like, I like umpires. I love all the umpires. I like when they're nice to me and make good calls. It was a little bit of like a rabbit ears moment where he's yelled something and they just got tossed right away. But there might have been other stuff happening where somebody from the dugout was yelling profanities and then Riz's voice stuck out and then he got tossed.
That one's kind of weird though, because you yell when your teammate's up there and the ump should be like, what? Do you want me to fucking call that one a strike too on him? Like, you want me to fuck him as I fucked you?
Are you calling Tony Riz a bad teammate?
No.
Heard it here first. Zach Shortz is Tony Riz bad teammate.
Well, I don't know if he is a good or bad one.
But that's what I was going to say. Like, umps, they have weird trigger points that get, like, I get they take a lot of shit. Like, don't get me wrong. We give them a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And their job is hard. But there are some times where it's like, if you don't, like, cuss them out, like, you got to let it go. Like, if I'm not sitting there like, F you, F, like, that's BS, like, if you're just questioning it, like, I get you can't say like you can't say things personal to them, but it's like, you got to allow the chirping a little bit.
This is what I was going to ask about. I'm really curious, because they were talking about this tonight in the Yankee broadcast. Judge in particular, Yankee fans feel like that he's been getting the low strike because he's 6'7". Boone got ejected a couple weeks ago yelling he's 6'7". I'm curious. I mean, you guys can talk about this from both the pitcher and hitter side. They were talking about Paul O'Neill was doing the game tonight, talking about how a lot of guys won't look back, but they'll say something to the umpires, and that looking back, showing up the umpires. I'm just curious for all you guys, when you have a pitch that you like, as you said, Dakota, that you think's there, I know it's a little different for you because you're on the mound. So maybe we'll start with Ian and the hitters, but like when you think a pitch is there, what, and you feel like you need to say something, how do you go about doing that?
I can tell you how Zach goes about it.
No, that's changed.
The hand goes right to the hip. And he adjusts the pants a little bit and shakes his head and then asks him if that's outside.
No, I haven't done that. I don't do that anymore. I truly do not do it. I turn around. I like make a face. I'm like, is that it there? Is that all we're going? And then he was like, yeah. Or he's like, if he says like, there's a little more, I'm like, there's no way. There's
yeah, like, no, that can't be right.
Then you're checking your eyes. Like, huh?
Yeah.
All I do is once I finish my motion, if I think it's a strike and he calls it a ball, I'll just like stay frozen for a second. I'm like, what? Huh? And then I just get the ball back. But like, I don't ever like put my hands up or anything. I'm like frozen. Like, no, like that's a strike.
I don't, if it's a borderline call and I think it's a ball, I will generally, as early in the at bat, ask if it's the corner. Like, is that the edge? And if he says that's the edge, I try to establish like, all right, that's the corner. So if you go any farther, now I can get mad at you. Now you've given me the ability to get mad at you. And so like, I'll ask if that's the corner, or the bottom or the top or whatever. If I very much disagree, especially like if it's a bad call, or if like I'm trying to stay off the inside pitch and he calls one in, and like I felt like I was disciplined and he called the ball that I'm trying to take, which is frustrating, I don't look at him. I'll go my head down and like, nope, absolutely not. That's a ball. Like, I'll just hit like a hard deck. Nope, that's not a strike. That's not a strike. If I really want to make sure that it's not. But I have two at-bat stories recently, actually. I came in to pinch hit the other night against Mantiply from Arizona. He goes, heater away, off, just off, strike one. And I just look back. It's like, is that the corner? Like, yep, that's around the corner. All right. Next pitch is definitely farther off. I know it's farther off. Strike two. Now it's 0-2. And I looked back at him. It was like, you just told me that was a corner. Come on. You can't go any farther. And I think he kind of knew it. And he was kind of like,
shit. Yeah, you're probably right.
That was, yeah. I had one like that this year. Like, I was like, is that as far as you're going? Whatever. And then he throws a slider again, like same pitch, like a little bit further. It was on, I checked it on our app. And I was like, what the fuck? You just told me I was as far as you were going. You can't go further than that. And he was like, no, same exact pitch. And I'm like, there's no way it's the same exact pitch.
It's easier for hitters, definitely, to be able to not show up the ump and still, like, get your point across, like, you missed that. Like, I think you missed that. And, like, for pitchers, it's like you can't really, like, because the only way you can, like, you can yell to him, like, oh, is that out or something like that? But it's like everyone can see you.
I think as a pitcher, you have to trust your catcher too. You have to trust your catcher is going to.
Yes.
I will say I hate when, like, you know it's a ball. The catcher sticks it or whatever, and he's just, like, asking the ump, like, Jerry, where'd you have that? And I want to look back. Like, there was one where we had, like, a sidearm lefty throwing against us, and he was throwing, like, this big sweeping curveball. And, like, I checked out of it super early. I was like, oh, sick. Like, okay, got it to full count. I started 0-2. It was like a backdoor slider. Wasn't even close. And he like holds it there for like a good like 2 to 3 seconds. And I like drop my bat and I'm looking at him like, bro, that's not close. Like, throw the fucking ball back. And then like he's asking the ump. He's like, where did you have that? Did you have that down or out? And I'm like, both. What?
I very rarely chirp at catchers. But if there's a guy
that's asking to get hit.
Who's trying if there's a guy who's trying like so hard to frame shit and asking the ump, there has been a couple times, just a couple in my career where I've been like, what, I like literally like, where is that? Like, it's a fucking ball. Mm-hmm. Like, shut up. There was another one for me in the Arizona series. The only time that I really, really get upset about strike calls, like I kind of brush off early in the count strike calls. Sometimes they change too bad and it's frustrating, but I brush them off. 3-2 strike calls because it's a walk or a strikeout. And that's a huge difference.
Huge. Mm-hmm.
And I had a 3-2 count against somebody from the D-backs at home. And it was a cutter slider pitch down, middle down. And I was pissed. Because those ones, when you're grinding out in a bat, 6, 7, 8 pitch at bat, and then you get rung up on a pitch that it's a ball to you. Ooh. Ooh.
Did you see the one, though? I think it was like a week and a half ago. The Max Muncy one that was literally a fastball right down the middle, and he argued it in the
What happened, though?
What?
The pitcher didn't come set, and so he was arguing that.
Oh, I thought he was arguing that it was a strike, and like even the announcer's like, man, if he's arguing that one, I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And then that later on, maybe somebody asked him to interview or something, but he was they figured
it
out.
Like he was arguing the strike, and it's like, Max, like, come on, man. Like, the ump's like, hey, what do you mean?
Hey, been there.
Can I ask you guys, so what is like the line for you guys? Like, obviously you're trying not to get thrown out. Dakota gets like, you didn't think you did enough to get thrown out. What is, is it just like the magic words? Is it cursing? What is usually the thing where you're like, I'm not going to do this unless I'm trying. Like, unless I'm like, all right, I'm getting thrown out of this case.
Zach's our resident bad boy. So ask him. He's been ejected a couple times. Hey, also real quick, back to my ejection. I got a text from Mrs. Short. Dakota blank Mekis. And I was like, I didn't swear, Mrs. Short. I promise.
She hates that. I don't know why. Like,
I told her, I said,
my dad like texted me. He goes, what'd Dakota say? And I told him, he goes, LOL, nice.
I didn't even say anything bad. That's why I told her. I was like, I didn't swear.
No, I think the magic rule is like, obviously, if you keep going and they tell you to stop, like, you're going to get wrong. But like, if you direct it at them and say, like, you're horse shit or you're doing a horrible job, like, that's an automatic. Like, you're done. But like, if you just say that's not a strike or like that,
you can say that's horseshit.
Yeah, you can't direct it. Horseshit. Yeah, you can't direct it at them. What, and like, for the most part, they give you a pretty long leash to work with. Like, you can get your point across, but like when I got thrown out, like looking back at it, I was like, I didn't leave the guy for like 15 seconds and he kept telling me to go back. And I was just like, just tell me you missed it. And he's like, Zach, just go. And I was like, I just want to hear you say that you missed it. And he threw me out.
I just need to hear you say it. So I think that you know you missed it.
I think when you turn and like square up to the ump, like you're going to get tossed. And I also think like there's a progression to it. Like if you're getting on him during the at bat, like what happened to Wilson, like if you're getting on him during the at bat and then you get rung up and then you continue to chirp, like he's already probably a little hot. And so you have to be careful with that. But if you haven't really, nothing happened before that or the at bat or whatever, you can get pretty animated and still stay in the game. You just have to be smart about it.
Like if I'm the ump, like if I did miss it and like in the back of their head, like they have to know on some, like I missed that. Tell me you missed that and you defuse the situation instantly. Yeah. I cannot continue to argue with you. If you look at me and say, that's my bad, I missed it, then I'd be like, okay, I got to go in the dugout. Like I can't say anything else. Like what am I going to yell at you and be
you missed it.
You're not allowed to miss it. You're not allowed to. Like I wouldn't say a word. I'd be like, all right, fair enough.
Two things when I got thrown out, A, I thought I called him the wrong name. His name, his name was Jim or whatever it was. I thought, like, I knew in the back of my mind his name was Jim, but like, as I said Jim, like, and I was arguing, I was like, oh my God, I just called him the wrong name. I was like, that's not
a you wanted name. To stop and apologize real quick.
Yeah. And then, like, during it, like, I was like, I was just pissed. I was struggling towards the end of the year. And like, as I was arguing, I was like, I really hope that was a ball. Like, as if it wasn't, I'm going to look like such an asshole. And
it has to be a ball. It has to be.
Oh, yeah. Has to be. And it ended up being like a 20%, which is higher than I thought it was, but I was like, still a ball.
That's what I told everyone yesterday. I was telling Jared Young, he's like, are you sure it was a strike? I go, I am absolutely positive. I said, if it's any lower than 95% strike, I will be shocked.
Yeah.
It was 98. So I was like, okay, I feel validated.
Tom, do you have anything else for us?
I have something real quick.
Oh.
Can we talk about Dat Boy Higgy coming back to the show after a year and after surgery and just saying, here's a bases clearing triple for you?
He's bad.
Awesome.
That's so sick.
He had great at bats too, but that, especially like that one, getting the start and then go and clear the base triple right away is sick.
He was hitting like 410.
I saw his numbers on, they put him on the board.
And it wasn't like he played like 10 games. Like he played like 25 games. He was on the taxi squad, so he missed like 10 games, but like he's got a decent amount of at bats and he's hitting 410. He came back after not playing for 2 weeks. And I think he went like 3 for 5. And then the very next game, he was like 4 for 5 or something like that. Like he had like 6 hits in 2 games.
We played them. Obviously it was early, the second week, but like he would come up, you know, PJ great at bats, whatever, but like wouldn't get any hits. And like, we were talking one game that, like, bro, I feel horrible up there. And like, he was hitting like less than 100, like at 100, got like 2 hits, 1 game, got it to like 150. Again, it's the second fucking week, but I didn't like check on a while. Like I was just in my own world anyway. And then I look up and hear that he's getting called up and I saw that he was hitting 4 something. And I was like, wait, did he just play like 2 more games and then just get like 8 hits? But it was like, no, he's had regular at bats for like a few weeks. I was like, oh my God, he went on a fucking tear.
He could not stop hitting. It was unbelievable.
It might've been you, Dakota, told me this, or maybe I'd heard from somebody else, but he got called up to the taxi squad in San Diego. And he had just gone 5 for 5 the night before. Yes.
Yeah.
And so I went up to him in the locker room. It's like, hey, they're calling you up, trying to ice you, huh? You're 5 for 5. They're just trying to give you a couple of A's, cool you down. He was like, yeah, I'm fucking just hanging out here in the locker room. He's hilarious. And he was like,
he's always angry.
Always.
We said like, it his first day back.
Not in a malicious way, a very funny way.
Well, that's what we said it the first day back, and someone's like, PJ's already angry. They're like, why? And I think it was like Mills is like, because he woke up. Like, I don't know. Like, he wakes up and he's mad. Like, that's PJ. That's what he is.
Yeah, he was just hanging.
I love PJ.
PJ, good swing. Was fucking terrible.
I texted him yesterday before the game. I was like, heard you got the start. Let's go. And he goes, how the fuck did you already hear that? I'm like, I got sources everywhere, man.
He was just hanging out in the clubhouse for like, I don't know, however many days he was on the taxi squad. And I walked by him one time in like the 7th inning. And it was like,
How bored are you right now? He looked at me and he goes, so fucking bored.
He would get mad at me when he was here because he wanted to stay and he wanted me to have beers with him after every single game. And he'd get so mad at me. I'm like, PJ, I can't do it every night, man. Not like get drunk, but just have like two or three beers. I'm like, I want to go home. Like we'd have a day game the next day. Like I want
to hang out. Have to hang out.
I couldn't do it every single game.
You don't
every night that we're that if your significant other's not there, there's like 10 of us who hang out in a hotel room on the road.
You gotta hang out.
Oh yeah. No, and I do. I would. I love PJ. But it was just hilarious because he'd get so mad at me if I didn't stay. He's like, why are you going home? What are you gonna do? You gonna play fucking video games? I'm like, yeah, I am.
That is who you are. You're selfish.
No, that's cap, as the kids would say. Cap.
Tom, what else do you have?
Did you see? I haven't seen this, so I was curious as a longtime fan of Tony Rizzo. Socks up today for him? Is he a socks up guy? I've never seen him be a socks up guy because he's normally got the really long, like the pants down to like the top of the shoes.
Yeah, Tony will go pants up. He'll go pants up from time to time. Wrigley Day games, he would go pants up from time to time if he had to change it up. Yeah, he was a pants up guy.
Tony's a superstitious guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think he's a guy, like if he's cold, not saying he was cold, but like if he's cold, he'll go pants up. He'll go no undershirt.
I've seen him go no socks.
That's no socks. Psychotic. That would be so uncomfortable.
No chance.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds miserable. We need Ian Hat pants up. That's what people are
asking for. He hit a ground ball. He was no socks. He hit a ground ball to second, his first at bat. And he was like, man, I felt like I was flying down the line. I think he ended up going 0-for-4 with four ground outs.
So the no socks don't work.
Didn't work.
Also,
in San Diego.
Can we talk about, has anyone ran faster in the history of ever than Frank Schwindel when he hit his homer yesterday, the back-to-back with Patrick Wisdom? He was flying.
He said he was kind of watching it, and then as soon as it went out, he was getting around the bags. And he goes, it comes around the bag, and he's like.
And he had a big smile on his face the whole time. I was like, let's go. We were in the locker room after the game watching it. That was sick.
That was a cool moment. They went back-to-back day. And then
he has four in a row.
Wait a minute. I love the skipper. I love Rossi, big Rossi guy. Okay. Some would say bad managing, not putting them back to back in the lineup so they could do it three times in a row. You didn't
oh my
even
gosh,
chance.
Zach.
Wow.
Zach, did Ian Happ just question his manager?
Wow.
Big Rossi guy.
I don't think you're gonna find your way in the lineup tomorrow there, Happer. You might be on the pine tomorrow after that comment.
I don't know if you saw his box score tonight. He's in Cincinnati. They can't leave him on the pine.
That is true. It is Cincy. And we got tagged in a tweet and it said, never leave Cincy without a homer. And it was a quote.
You really were going with the never leave Cincy without a homer thing. That's a little aggressive. It's a little aggressive. It's
you like, said it.
I said it. Schwarber said it, but I never said it like. Never said it, said it. Like, it's a little rude.
He said it on his podcast. And that's pretty
official. I love hitting at Great American. I love the city of Cincinnati. But it was a little marquee was getting a little aggressive with it today. And so it's the Cubs social media.
I tweeted it from our account too with the same never leave Cincinnati without it.
Maybe that's where they got it from. Maybe you said it and then they got it from you. Maybe you started the trend.
No, can I be honest? So I was on the phone and I saw you at a homer. So I was trying to tweet it out. So I didn't get a chance to listen to the call. I was like, just made sure it was the video, tweeted it out. Then went back later when I was off the phone and listened to it. And I didn't realize that Boog also said at the end of the call, never leave Cincinnati without a homer. He did. Cause I was like, damn, I wouldn't have used the caption then if he said it at the end. But I got burned because I was trying to get it up as quick as I could.
They did mention when I had an interview with Taylor after the game that Schwarber was the first one to say it.
I included our tweet that he said.
Okay. Yeah.
Ian, guess what we're 2 weeks away from possibly happening? Zach Short versus Dakota Mekis. Hopefully Zach's not there, but
oh fuck,
we're two weeks away from
that's it. In 2 weeks?
I believe so, because we're in Memphis this week.
Is home that like week. June 9th-ish?
Yes, and then that's we good. Go to Toledo.
I'm going
Toledo.
To play Tony that weekend.
You're going to Toledo?
No, to play Tony in New York. And I'm
going to play Homeboy Boys. We might have to get Tony on an interview then really? For that week.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I should bring him in the office. See the boys.
I said, I think my parents are going to be there.
Let's go. Well, they know I'm going to be there. Of course.
No, no, not yours.
In New York.
You don't think that Mrs. Short is going to Toledo when I'm playing you?
No, they're going to the Cubs varsity game.
I'll believe it when I see it.
A varsity game in the plane in the show plane league, huh?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound as good as the bus league.
It's the bus league.
Oh, talk about the bus league. We had a 9-hour one last night.
Why didn't you guys fly?
We don't know. We don't know. Because guess what? Next week, Ian. Next week, 6:30 getaway day at night.
Wait, where are you going to though?
From Memphis to home.
Ooh.
It's 9 hours. We'll get home at 8 a.m.
We play on Monday.
Do you have to play the next day?
No. I think it's more. It's because of Memorial Day.
We that's play still, on Monday.
That's still from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. You know, and guess what? Me and Jared are planning on going straight to the golf course when we get off the bus because we're
committed. Two things. We play on that Monday, then we have an off Tuesday next week.
Because it's Memorial Day?
Yeah. So we play 6:30 at home, and then we play the next day in Columbus, and then off day.
I can't wait to beat you in golf in 2 weeks.
75 or 76 today.
I shot 100.
75 or 76? You didn't count your score.
I don't remember. I don't. I truly do not remember.
Nah, we believe you, man. That sounds like a legit day.
Well, when the game's over on the 14th hole, it's like, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Ian, I had a birdie today.
Yeah, you're a peer.
But I also missed a 5-footer for another birdie, and I was I'm gonna fall asleep tonight and have a nightmare about it.
Listen, I have one thing about golf. Let's just real quick talk JT. Unbelievable. Good for him. Really tough for the guy that hit that ball. But
Nito Pereira.
I just want a little thing. I don't talk about other people in other sports doing things bad because all sports are hard, and I don't judge. And it's really hard in the moment. But Zalatoris with the putter going back, tough to watch.
But it's only within
great ball striker, tough to watch.
It's only within like 5 feet, though.
Wow. It's crazy.
Did you see his stat? Like from tee to green, he's like first, but on like putting, he's 185th.
I only bring it up because I can only imagine the mental anguish that he's going through when he's on the green.
Good word.
Because he has to know the stats. He has to know that if he could just be like a tour average putter, he would be really, really good.
He just went into a playoff in a major and he putted like that.
And so I can only imagine he's just probably so domed up with it. If we can, let's get that guy the right putter, the right putting coach, maybe go whatever it is. Would love to see him figure it out because amazing ball striker. And wow. That's all he got on the golf.
I felt really bad for Mito Pereira to double 18 and not even get in the playoff.
I hope that he takes the positives out of the week, takes the positives out of the weekend. And keeps playing good golf, and we see him back in contention because that is a toughie.
I saw a tweet that said he lost like 1.7 on just not making the playoff, and he also lose the 10-year exemption for not winning. Yeah, it's I mean, you
Tom,
talk about
Tom. Tom,
don't rub it in, Tom.
He's not here. I mean, I don't think he listens.
No, he's a big
fan.
Might
listen, Tom.
Ooh, I also told Jared how we had Damon on. And he was pretty fired up about that. He goes, "That's sick." I'm like, "Yeah, it's really cool." He's friendly.
Joel's my guy. Joel's my boy. Okay, one more thing about this week in Cubby news. So it's Fergie Jenkins statue day, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm in the kind of walking around. Fergie Jenkins statue's getting so unveiled. He's throwing first pitch. He's doing all the things. So like, I don't think anybody's going to be around the clubhouse. I kind of see a group of people walk by down the hallway. You guys know who Russ is? The artist Russ?
The rapper? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a huge Russ fan. Huge Russ fan.
Can you name like a few songs?
I can name a few songs. I walked out to a couple of Russ songs. Ain't Going Back. He's got a lot of really good songs. I could name a lot of
good
songs.
A strong female vocalist kind of guy.
I do like strong female vocals. Russ is one of the rappers I really enjoy.
Scotty, friend of the pod, also Nasty Reliever, loves Russ.
He loves Russ. We were in the car together, and he was like, "You listen to Russ?" But Russ was at the field. Stroman brought Russ to the field, and I didn't get to meet him. And I was so upset. So upset. I don't usually get upset about not being able to meet people. That was when I was like, dang.
Yeah, well, guess what? We had Alan Lazard throw out the first pitch Friday.
Saw that.
Do you think, Ian, what sport and what position does he play in that sport?
Who, say it again?
Alan Lazard.
Alan Lazard is obviously a...
Don't look it up.
I'm not looking it up.
Your eyes left the screen for a second. Yeah,
I'm thinking. This is my thinking face. I'm going to close my eyes. Alan Lazard definitely plays soccer, and he's a forward. Alan Lazard is a...
He's a receiver for the Packers.
So close.
It went obscure there.
I knew Zach would know it at least. And I told him, I said, hey, we're going to defend the Den this year. Watch out. And he got a little rattled. I was shagging BP and he was there hitting. And I was like, power shag. And I was like, yeah, he sees me out here. He wouldn't want me guarding him.
Where were you and how did he end up there?
I don't know why. I think he went to Iowa State maybe, but he threw out her first pitch. I'm not
sure. I think he's from there because Derek Hill, I'm pretty sure, is friends with him. And Derek Hill is from Des Moines.
That could be. That would add up.
We should talk about our friends from Roman.
Roman. Was that first pitch brought to you by Roman?
I think it was. Before we get to the ad, I do want to read you this tweet, though, because I saw it today and I thought you might appreciate it. This was after your first at bat of the day when Senzel made the great catch on you. And it was the baseball's dead when Ian Happ nearly flies out to the wall instead of hitting it 25 rows deep at Great American Ballpark. That was from Reds fan Brandon. He tweeted,
Don't give Ian excuses.
I've had a ball in that exact same launch angle and numbers go 5 rows deep at that ballpark. That's all I'm saying.
Luckily, you made up for it by later hitting one about 80 rows deep.
I had to hit one 108 plus to get it out. Let's talk about Roman. That homer I hit today was brought to you by Roman. GetRoman.com/compound. You'll get $15 off your first order of Roman tea support. You know, tea support. I'm into tea support. Sometimes I feel like I have low tea. No matter what you're wearing, confidence starts on the inside. That's very true. That is very true. Roman does low tea stuff now, huh?
Roman does everything. Roman's
great. They're taking care of your tea. Always said, one a day tea is good for everybody. We can't take it here because they won't let us help out our tea. But you can take some stuff to help your tea. If you're ready to show up for yourself from the inside out, start with Roman's testosterone support supplement. That's great. That's really great. Roman tea support is meant to help men maintain their body's natural testosterone production. You know what's a little messed up? Can we just talk about how if we have low, it's really hard for us to get a little T support. What if my T is on the low end of the T spectrum and I just want to get to normal? If I show up with more T tomorrow than I have today, I'm going to get popped. But what if I just want to get it to normal? What if I have a low T? I can't take Roman, but you can take Roman. T support. Roman.com. GetRoman.com/compound. $15 off your first Roman T support. I'm all in on this. All in.
I actually had my first drug test of the year the other day, and they do blood and urine now. That's a little extreme.
Yeah. Roman.com, GetRoman.com/compound for T support. You could not take T support because you would both pop positive, but everybody out there can take T support and they can be big and strong.
They get $15 off too. Pretty good deal.
Off.
You think my head could get any bigger though?
I don't know if you took some T pills, if your head would get any bigger. I don't think so.
I think it would just burst at that point.
Not with Get Roman. Get Roman, you'd feel really good.
That's right. That's true.
GetRoman.com/compound T support. That's not actually the thing. It's just GetRoman.com/compound. And then you get $15 off your T support when you get there. All right. Brought to you by Get Roman. Tom, is there anything else that you have for us? Okay. I have a big thing before we maybe do screen time. Maybe we do something else before that. But we have a big compound news. Tom graduated from college this week. Tom! Grad school.
Thank you.
Congrats, baby.
You want to tell us about it? You want to tell us about your graduation? Was it a good time?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little weird because I mean, with all the COVID stuff, I actually graduated, like I got my diploma and everything in the mail in like October. But so this was just walking for the actual ceremony and I wasn't sure I was going to do it. And then I decided I was going to go, and it was over the Meadowlands in New Jersey. So kind of a weird place to go. It was really dark. Like I don't know. Every other graduation I've ever been to is outside. I've never been to an indoor graduation. This was because of COVID. They had some weird rules and stuff. So there was inside and there was no lights. So I just saw the video of myself walking up on stage and I was trying to find my parents, and it's like, I'm squinting. I look very weird when I'm walking across the stage. Cause it's a very unusual setting, but, I appreciate you mentioning it. It's cool to have a master's degree. Yeah.
We appreciate the fact that you have two degrees because we have none.
So someone could borrow mine. They're worthless. You guys can have just pieces of paper.
I'll take it.
It ups the compound total to two, which is good for us because.
Who's the closest? I think I'm probably, or is Zach the closest?
I have a year.
I got a year. I got 30 credits left.
I'm the closest. I got to step up.
How close are you?
I got like 20.
I went to UC semester today. They should give me like one credit every time I go to campus. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think that's
just like toss a credit. Just like toss a credit my way.
Hey. Or like, you know, can you get like pardon? Like the president can pardon people. Like, hey, we pardon you from the rest of your classes. Here's a degree.
I think you can get an honorary degree. I think that's a real thing.
Yeah, I mean, like the speaker, if you're like a speaker at a graduation, you get like an honorary doctorate and stuff. We had a guy who got an honorary doctorate, founder of 1-800-Flowers was a speaker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. I've used them.
Do you have his number? I'd like to connect with him.
No, I don't. But he was telling some wild stories. He was a character.
Really?
Yes. He knows Judge Judy. He was telling a lot of Judge Judy stories.
Wow. I've heard that 1-800-Flowers is the biggest seller of coffee in the States. I haven't confirmed that, but I heard that. Because they'll do like flowers and then they'll put like a cookie or like coffee or like other things in there.
I heard it's Connect Roasters.
ConnectRoasters.com. Home Run Club just got a dinger dollar today. You're welcome.
Sorry about it. You should get Zach in on the dinger dollars. Have him be a part of it.
I haven't hit one in a few weeks.
I'll give you one.
What are you doing?
I got you, bro.
I don't know. I'm struggling, man. I'm on the bus.
Come on. You're not struggling. You're never struggling. You're never struggling. You're just one day away from getting four hits. Clean it up. I can't let him go to negative. You see how positive I am? Positive.
He goes – Zach goes to negative town quick.
No, I actually haven't been negative until the last 2 days.
No, that's not true. Every time you come on here, I gas you up before everyone else because Zach's always the first one. Weird. Even today, Zach was the first one.
Weird.
And I'll say to Zach, I'm always looking at his stats and I always gas him up. And he's like, it's bus league. Doesn't matter. No matter what. Zach, like that. We talked to him like right after he had like the 3-homer day. Didn't matter. 2-homer day, whatever, how many homers he had.
7 RBIs.
Yeah.
It's because he's negative Nancy.
Yeah. He's just Zach, a negative guy.
Real guys. I'm real.
Zach, when did you get all these bags? You got 50 in the minors. Low A?
Yeah, I had like 20 in the first half.
Hey, your OPS is still 827 this year. Chill out.
He's got five bags this year.
It's that low?
827? That's above league average.
Oh, I was at like 900 the start of the week.
Also.
Get it back up there this week.
I just can't deal with sex negativity. It's bringing me down. Let's do screen time. Sloan Screen Time presented by Sloan. If you need automatic flushers, automatic faucets, go to Sloan. If you're building kind of large building, they will install.
No, you know what sucked is today I woke up at like 7 in the morning and I went to the bathroom and like I was getting ready to go and I was like, can't do it in here.
Where can you go? Because you can't go at the field and you can't go at home.
Wherever there's Sloan. I check before I go to the bathroom.
You go to like a specific gas station?
Yeah, dude. Somehow.
Maybe we need to make some intros there in the Toledo area, huh?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Call, have Mr. Sloan text me. It's all good.
Who wants to start?
5-12.
Mine's going to be bad.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm really scared for mine.
6 hours, 9 minutes.
Four hours, 8 minutes for me. 4 hours.
You also
minutes.
Played today?
All right.
I mean, me and Zach didn't play today.
Okay.
6 hours, 15 minutes.
See, that's not bad. Tom's like on a different scale than us. So like if Tom's below 7, it's a great day.
Yeah.
That's a great day for me.
I'm really looking for the double digit day. I'm kind of upset we haven't got a double digit day at a time yet.
I mean, you talk to me on like a Saturday or a Sunday, like Sundays. I've seen it sometimes, and I like if it was one of those days, I would have to lie. I've never lied before, but if it was I think the highest I had like a 14 one time, and I was like,
Tom, touch grass.
We were actually amazed when we were getting the Twitter comments, people sending it in, and we saw some times it like blew our minds. For the people that actually make it all the way to the end of the episode, they like to hear us ramble at the end. That's where we're in the ramble stage now. Can our fans please start sending in their screen times again? I live for the fan screen times. I'm way into it. Yeah, it's fascinating.
It makes me feel better, honestly, because I feel typically my times are lower. Zach froze.
Zach froze.
This is how you know it's the end of the episode, because someone always freezes.
Yeah,
that's right now.
That's an amazing pure freeze.
I wonder when he'll click back in.
Probably never. This has been episode 111 of the Compound Podcast. Go get your Parse at Binny's.
Tell him to rate the podcast again. We don't do that anymore.
Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe. Dakota, unsubscribe, resubscribe.
I want to know what Zach's doing right now, if he thinks it's working or not, because his screen's still frozen.
Can we FaceTime him? Can we get a FaceTime going?
I don't know what he's doing.
You know what I really want? I really want people to tweet at us, hashtag Sloan Screen Time, and then send a picture of their screen time so we can help Zach's phone. So that we can see what the viewers are up to. All right? Can you put that out there, Tom? Sloan Screen Time. Hashtag Sloan Screen Time. Send us a picture.
I'll tweet it Wednesday.
All right.
Wednesday's our new Sloan Screen Time day.
Okay. That's episode 111 of the Compound Podcast. See you next week. I'll bring a microphone. My bad.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.